This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The acting Afghan defense minister, Bismillah Khan Bahamadi, appeared on a video message after an attack on his residential house in Kabul on Tuesday, assuring people of his health and his commitment to the fight against the Taliban. He said he and his family survived the attack unharmed, while a number of his guards were wounded. Details of the attack were sketchy, but it appeared that gunmen entered the area after an explosion. The Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said all four attackers were eventually killed by security personnel, and a cleanup operation was conducted by police. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani was inside the Pentagon when a deadly incident occurred there.
From the Pentagon's credentialing office, just feet from the doors leading to the transit center, an officer could clearly be heard yelling, "Shooter!" Soon after, the Pentagon was on lockdown, leaving the 20 or so people in the office sitting around with no window as to what was happening outside. Staffers said it would be a while and brought out more chairs. Police allowed us to leave about 90 minutes later.
That is AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. An oil tanker that was attacked by a drone strike was seen moored off Fujairah in the United Arab Emirates early Wednesday. The U.S., the U.K., and Israel have blamed Iran for the drone attack on the Mercer Street tanker off Oman that killed two people. The British Navy has warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has suspended flights and trains, canceled professional basketball league games, and announced mass coronavirus testing in Wuhan as widening outbreaks of the Delta variant reached the city, where the disease was first detected in late 2019. Three cases were confirmed in the city of 11 million people on Monday, its first non-imported cases in more than a year. China has largely curbed COVID-19 at home after the initial outbreak that devastated Wuhan. Since then, authorities have controlled the disease whenever it pops up and quick lockdowns and mass testing. The current outbreaks have spread much more widely than previous ones. This time, cases have been confirmed in more than 35 cities and 17 of China's 33 provinces and regions. And the U.S., as the country continues to see a surge in Delta variant cases, the CDC has issued a new eviction ban for most of the U.S. through October 3rd. Details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found legal authority for President Biden to declare a new 60-day eviction moratorium for areas where some 90% of the people live. The decision follows a five-day protest by Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush and others on the steps of the Capitol building.
Stand up and speak for those who are oftentimes saying, "Who speaks for me? Who speaks for me? Who listens?"
The rent crisis continued despite Congress providing some $47 billion in relief. The vast majority of the money has yet to get to renters and their landlords to stave off looming evictions. Tim McGuire, Washington.
An investigation found that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women inside and outside state government. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
New York Attorney General Letitia James made the announcement Tuesday.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law.
June Kim, one of the lawyers leading the investigation, says there were 11 women sexually harassed by the governor. One of them was on his security detail.
Some suffered through unwanted touching and grabbing of their most intimate body parts.
Investigators spoke with 179 people, including the governor, who they say acknowledged some of the interactions but has publicly denied any sexual harassment. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.